This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, blissfully once again, it is the end of the week and we get to talk to you. It's a double whammy in a good way for us. And how are you?
Okay, well, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than apparently the negotiators on the debt ceiling compromise, which apparently is about as wide of a gulf as you can still expect here. So I'm not.
I have decided personally that I am going to sign a pledge that I will not vote for any politician who signs a pledge. So if you have that pledge, I'll just put it in front of me and I'm signing it.
Wow.
No matter what they pledge? No matter, I mean, do you really have to sign a pledge? I mean, can't you just do what is the right thing at, you know, when you're asked to do it?
I think that's what we've come to in Washington is we don't trust anything anybody says anymore. So apparently if they write it, then apparently it carries more weight. I don't know.
Well, it works so well for all these politicians and their marriage vows. Let's try it. Let's try it on other things, too.
Exactly right.
So the Tea Party is kind of wagging the dog here, it seems like.
Well, yeah, the Republicans staying strong on their message of no tax increases. The president saying there's got to be some. He's been out at press conferences like almost as much as Jay Carney has in the last few days.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to be one of those millionaires right now, would you?
No. I would, come to think of it. I don't know if I want to be a corporate jet owner. Apparently that's the next worst thing to be at this point, because the president loves using that little analogy.
Yeah. It's not like he doesn't have a nice jet.
Oh, very good. Well, the Capitol Steps, as always, way ahead of the story. They foreshadowed this a long, long time ago. Right around the same time, the Republicans took control of the House of Representatives after the midterm elections. And not only is this one of the more recent Capitol Steps hits, it's also from their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. How about that?
That's right.
So here we go.
We members of the Tea Party are sick of all the taxes we pay now.
Pay now, taxes we pay.
So we're holding lots of rallies with our misspelled signs on display now. Seems the liberals have been spending all our money like an endless buffet now.
Endless buffet.
And we'll have
fun, fun, fun
till Obama takes our tea bags away. The people will support us because the government can't get any fatter. So for dinner, we'll serve anchor baby skewered on a nice silver platter. We got our leader, Sarah Palin, because the Tea Party should have a Mad Hatter. And we'll have
fun, fun, fun,
putting slogans on our t-shirts today.
Fun, 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 putting slogans on our t-shirts.
We're coming to D.C. Can you see that we must be respected?
Respected, give us respect.
But we won't drive on roads they funded with the stimulus or tax they collected.
Collected, tax they collect.
And we're suspicious that the roads into D.C. are also pointing toward Mecca.
Mecca,
now we'll have
fun, fun, fun,
giving teabagging new meaning.
Fun, fun, fun,
now the house has had a cleaning.
Fun, 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 till we take over the U.S.
Oh, yes, Elena. Elena, what are you going to do if the debt ceiling is breached?
If it's breached, I don't really even think I know what that means.
I think that's exactly the problem in Washington. There are so many different ideas about what will, what won't happen on August 2nd. Will the lights just automatically go out in everybody's houses? I don't know.
Can we just outsource everything to India and just keep on going? Does that work? I mean, even outsource the debt, outsource the Congress, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that if you look at their recent approval rating. So I think you're striking out a pretty unique campaign ground there, Elena. So no one's really carved out that niche yet.
Really? So I should do the outsourcing thing, and then I should have everybody sign a pledge not to vote for anybody who signed a pledge. And, yeah, I'll have to think of it. We'll have a new party here. Let's form one.
The Capital Steps nominee 2012. It's about time, Elena Newport. Elena, always fun. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, or you can pick up a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.